Now we're going to continue with our education theme this morning. The Qualifications Authority is capping the number of, well, the daily number of students who can sit crucial online NCEA tests next month. It wants no more than 20,000 teenagers sitting the new literacy and numeracy exams at any one time. It is trying to avoid a repeat of last year's failure when the online exam system failed to cope after reaching 18,000 logins. Our education correspondent, John Gerritsen, has been looking at this. Good morning, John.
Kia ora.
What is going on here? They are obviously very keen to ensure there is no repeat of last year.
Yeah, absolutely. NTQA has written to schools just saying, hey, look, when are you planning to have your students sitting these exams in the 2 weeks at the end of May? The reason it's doing that is it wants to make sure there's no more than 20,000 students on any one day. It's figured out there's probably 4 days out of the 10 days that the exams are on that the numbers could hit 20,000. And the reason it's wanting to limit it, it says it's just being really cautious because what's happened is since last year, the vendor of the online system, RM, it's a company from the UK, has updated the system just to be really sure it can cope, but NZQA is testing it and it's just not sure at this stage whether that updated version is going to be ready in time for the May exams. Either way, it's limiting to 20,000.
Just reminding people exactly what's going on here in terms of these exams, why they do it online this way?
They do it online because it's a lot faster for students to do the exam, for marking and so forth.
Right.
The NZQA would like all exams to be available, if possible, online. There is some evidence that kids who do exams online do a little bit better. I have read that. Generally it's a sort of technology move just to try and keep up with how kids are learning. Mm.
So what went wrong last time? I mean, what was the problem here? They just simply didn't think through how many people would be on it, or it just couldn't cope?
It couldn't cope, and they thought it would. So what happened last time is late last year, they did one of those literacy and numeracy tests. These are the tests that kids have to pass before they finish school. If they don't, they don't get NCEA. That didn't cope with the number of logins. A week later, there was the end-of-year NCEA exams, including the really big one, NCEA Level 1 English. And once they got to about 18,000 logins on that exam and a couple of others that were running at the same time, the system stopped coping and wouldn't let people log in. It caused a lot of distress for students. They were really upset. Some of them were really thrown. So that's what they're trying to avoid.
So they must be able to stretch this out, right? I mean, how many are we talking in total that there would likely be at any one time? I mean, they must be able to plan this out a bit better.
Well, that's what they're trying to do. They've got, I think there's something like 165,000 students potentially doing these exams at May. And they're stretching them out over a couple of days. The figures I've seen, on some days they might just have 1,000 or 15,000. And as I say, there's just these 4 days where there could be 20,000. Now, and NZQA says, look, we think the system will cope, just being really cautious because we don't want a repeat of that debacle.
What are principals and teachers saying about it?
Well, it's certainly a bit anxious. I had a teacher contact me saying, this isn't good enough. They had this problem last year. They should be able to guarantee by this stage there will be no problems. And with the literacy and numeracy tests, you can have another go at them. You can have another go at the end of the year. You can have another go next year. But for many young people, if they're doing an online NCEA exam at the end of the year, you just get one shot. So it's really critical that those go without a hitch. So there is a little bit of concern about that. But that said, I was talking to a principal who said, look, I'm happy to work around this requirement, make sure that these tests go well.
Now, John, coming at a time, of course, announcement of big cuts at the Ministry of Education yesterday. I don't know where we're at with NZQA and whether they are having to make cuts like every other government agency.
I haven't heard of the state.
I'm assuming that they will be, but we'll wait and see about that. But nonetheless, a worrying time for many in the education sector. We've had the assurance it's not frontline staff, but a lot of back office staff who provide support in areas, and particularly in regional areas, I see too.
Yeah, well, one of the reasons the ministry grew was there was a recommendation from a review of the whole school system several years ago that schools need more support. They're doing too much by themselves. So the ministry grew in order to give schools a bit more help, take some of those jobs off them. So we don't know the details at this stage. We don't know enough yet, but there is certainly a fear among some people that actually some of those roles that were actually going to help schools, so not frontline with kids, but maybe some sort of those support roles may go. And particularly around the curriculum centre, teachers have been saying they do need more help understanding how to teach, what to teach, that sort of thing. And also there's developing the curriculum. So there are a lot of fears around that. Changes to the NCEA have been delayed, but they haven't been stopped. So who's going to be doing that work? And I know there's been a lot of complaints from teachers that they've been left to do a lot of the work on some of the NCA changes and so forth. So that's a concern.
So maybe you're saying that not necessarily loss in frontline staff, but those frontline staff may have to do more.
Could be.
All right. Thank you very much, John Gerritsen, our education correspondent.